At the local market in the western Ukrainian town of Uzhhorod, residents are not surprised that the International Monetary Fund is reluctant to transfer $15 billion to this troubled nation. People here view Ukraine as a failed state, such as Somalia. The only difference? Here it's snowing in winter. Judges, policemen and an army of bureaucrats bought their lucrative jobs, explains this elderly man. The man who is afraid to give his name says Ukraine doesn't need money from the IMF. He adds Ukraine can easily improve the economy by cracking down on corruption in the local and national administrations. He says everyone steals, from the clerk to the chief. Besides tackling corruption, the IMF has urged Ukraine to introduce reforms in especially the energy sector. That also means rising prices for electricity and natural gas. But 62-year-old salesperson Ilona Nagy doesn't agree.
We think that if these top officials will steal less, then it will be probably not necessary to raise the prices and also to ask money abroad. The problem is stealing here and the huge, immense corruption.
Those sentiments worry President Viktor Yanukovych, who doesn't want another orange revolution involving the many impoverished people here. He also fears protests from war veterans, or those who claim to be a veteran, for a somewhat better pension. Among them is a man who told Vatican Radio that he receives benefits for helping to invade Czechoslovakia as a soldier in 1968, when Ukraine was still part of the Soviet Union. To pay him and millions of others, Ukraine's government will now have to borrow billions on the international market. But Ukraine faces an uphill battle to convince investors, with an economic crisis and IMF concerns over this country's financial future. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Uzhhorod, Ukraine.